Good morning. My guest this morning is Matt Stone, who is a past Sonoma County grand jury foreman. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Nice to be here, Ron.
Nice to have you. So this piece of paper that I have before me says, "Make a Difference, Sonoma County Civil Grand Jury." So I take it that you are looking for grand jury members.
We are always looking for a few good men or good right. women to join the Sonoma County Civil Grand Jury.
Well, can you give our listeners an idea of what membership on the grand jury entails?
Sure. It's a big job, but it's a really important one. We get 19 jurors who sit for a year, and they are charged with public oversight on behalf of the citizens of Sonoma County of all county governance. It's a big responsibility and a great opportunity to get to know how a county government works, sometimes how it doesn't work,
yeah,
and
right.
to offer up ideas on how to improve the systems that are in place. And the grand jurors meet once a week for a couple of hours as a plenary, as a whole group, and then they break out into committees. And so it's a commitment that can be from 10 to even 20 hours a week for a full year. It's not to be taken lightly.
Yeah, that's some time.
It is a significant amount of time, but there are significant rewards. You come out of there knowing everything there is to know about how the government works.
Wow.
It's a fascinating experience and a valuable public service.
So what's the difference between being on a grand jury and being on a regular criminal court jury?
That's a good question. Criminal court, you're in there hearing lawyers make presentations and trying to assess the guilt or lack of guilt
right.
Of a perpetrator of a crime. In the civil grand jury, we sit and we work in confidence without a judge or other lawyers present. In fact, that's a very important component of the grand jury system is that it is all confidential. The jurors pick their topics of investigation based on complaints that are submitted by private citizens
uh-huh.
or based on news reports of things that look like they should receive a independent review, and they conduct their investigations in confidence and as a group of 19, they must reach their decisions by a supermajority. So 12 out of 19 must agree that on every action that they take.
So there's a deadline to apply, which is Wednesday, May 2nd.
That is correct, yes.
And the best way to apply is by going online to sonomagrandjury.org.
That is correct. You will fill out an application, and then the court will get in touch with you. You'll be asked to come in and interview with the judge, and then, assuming that you pass that interview, your name will be put into a hat and drawn on, I believe it's June 19th is the day that the impanelment, and at that time, 15 new jurors will be called to join four what are called carryover jurors who agree to serve a second full term, and then there will be 10 alternates chosen in the event that a juror is unable to serve their full term for whatever reason, and that's when everything starts.
Right. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Great pleasure.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.